This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tanked up and ready to go here with the whole story on the American Family Farmer Show. A couple of new stations added this week. Thank you for coming along. I think there are 240-250 stations. And the podcast is available every week, which contains the major contents of previous American Family Farmer conversations. The podcasts are at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. The purpose of our get-together is to inform you as to, well, a number of things. I usually like to start off the hour with a news story, something that replicates what we may or may not have been talking about in general, a specific instance of something happening that is important for us to know about, ramifications, etc. A lot of opinions and comments that are always in here. My experiences as a dairy farmer. You can check out my website, see what I'm doing on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. It's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. And I'm interested in the markets, merchandising, helping people that way. I think that's what matters for farmers. You know, it's a whole new world. We never used to think about this. When I was a kid, bring the stuff to the market in Boston and sell it. The produce and the milk came, you know, we put it in jugs and bring it to the local dairy. That was it. Now, whole new order, world order is not particularly conducive either to happy and successful farming, which I think, even though it was always hard work, we felt happy, I think, on the farm. I did as a kid anyway. Maybe I didn't know what was really going on. Farmers have always suffered. We have a huge problem in our country with the people that use the stuff that we grow. They don't respect what we do. They don't know what we do. And more people are getting removed. When I have tours or people come to the farm to see the cows or they come to get ice cream or whatever it is they're doing, some of the events that we have there, they are amazed at what's even in my community, that we still have a farm that has cows. Who ever heard of such a thing? This close to Boston, there are cows. You know, it's that kind of thinking. So we do the program collectively. All of us put this together. It's not just me. Behind the scenes, Victoria Keelan is helping me produce this. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And we're all learning. Some of us learn from each other. I hope that that's the case anyway. So farmers, farm control businesses, and the local boards that use our products, all the reason for us to sort of get our focus straight. And we don't have to be on the same page. A lot of people disagree with me when I take off on things like the herbicides that come from Monsanto, et cetera, et cetera. So the news this week about what's going on in the eastern shore of Maryland, where a lady has a large grain operation. Her name is Jeannie Schmidt. She's been growing genetically modified corn and soybeans there for quite a long time. In fact, she's been a vocal advocate for the use of biotechnology in agriculture. She was the first female president of the Maryland Grain Producers Association. She also grows green beans for the market, tomatoes, that sort of thing. There are a lot of grapes that are grown there that go to wineries. And one of her neighbors grows specialty crops and organic crops. And so Ms. Schmidt thought she knew all the tricks for avoiding herbicide drift, because she uses the stuff and is proud to. She has her fields registered with Field Watch. She communicates with neighbors and takes over weed control as much as she can. There's a railroad track that runs next to her land, and she wants to make sure the herbicides stay on her side of the tracks, but that's not happening. The first time in 15 years, she's watched a lot of herbicides drift onto the other side of the tracks and create irregular grape clusters on other people's vineyards, and also has made a blueberry patch inedible. There are a lot of this stuff that she's using, 24D. I've seen that used around here. It's good for killing really poignant bad weeds, but it really does take its toll on something as sensitive as a grapevine. So now apparently she spent $50,000 trying to remedy the problems, and the State Department of Agriculture is in on it this year for the first time. She showed her spray records to her neighbors. Used to they all got along, but they aren't getting along now. Because she's had, they say, too much of this 24D, or 24D as it's called. Soybeans that are on her land, she's been using it on that. And the winds have carried this stuff. And it's bad business. It's horrible what's going on. And so and the summer temperatures, the rain, all of the things, all the stuff is combined. I mean, you've got a perfect storm of things that are affecting what's going on. But I see that what got my attention was the amount of focus she's had with her neighbors over the past 15 years or so, and how angry they are with her now because the situation has changed. She's not able to contain because she's using so much. Apparently, she used this material, all these sorts of things, the 2,4-D and other stuff. She used it sparingly before and hasn't this past year. She used a lot more of it, and that seems to be the problem. So at any rate, what's going to happen? They're all in court now. Apparently they're going to go to court, and her insurance company doesn't want to pay. So now this is the challenge. Planting corn, planting beans, planting grapes, planting whatever it is. If you're close to, Monsanto, I don't know if it's happening now under Bayer, but Monsanto sued a bunch of farmers and actually put them out of business, took over the farms when they claimed the farmers were upset because Monsanto was, the stuff they were growing, the herbicides or things that were being, the pollination problems, the stuff was blowing across the road. So one guy on one side would have Monsanto-based corn, and somebody on the other side would have single open pollinated corn, and the winds come along and cross mix stuff, and it would make a mess. And then Monsanto sues these guys for supposedly abusing it. I mean, it was pretty bold what they did, and they ended up owning three or four farms before they got stopped in their tracks by some of the farm organizations that took them to court. But that's the mentality it used to be. Under Bayer, it may be different. We'll see. I guess the Bayer people have started to liquidate some of Monsanto's most egregious divisions. So we'll see if that, if they're more sensitive to the realities of what people are thinking. And again, I have this conversation, and it becomes an argument with some of my brethren. I belong to both the American Farm Bureau becomes the Mass Farm Bureau here in Massachusetts, and to the National Farmers Union. They have completely different takes on this stuff. And that's because the Farmers Union tends to represent smaller farmers like me more than they do the big outfits. American Farm Bureau represents the big farmers, and that's where you get into the separating wheat from the chaff. But it just is, the whole Bayer thing has brought back to light a focus on how important these big companies are, these big drug companies, fertilizer companies, Dow, DuPont Chemical, all of these outfits. They're just really taking over. And it's not going to do us as humans, not going to help us. They make a lot of money for the stockholders of these companies, but that's it. At what cost is the question. In a few moments, we're going to meet Steve Miller, who runs the Northeast Hop Alliance. Interesting opportunities for farmers to grow hops and how that's happening, because the local breweries are doing so well. We'll find out his story in a matter of moments. Right now, though, I want to help you as a farmer get a good night's rest. If you haven't tried MyPillow products, they are everywhere. You can see the ads on television, hear me and others on the radio. You can see displays in a lot of stores. You can't get the deals. The one thing that separates what I do here in my message about MyPillow is that the deals are really fabulous. MyPillow mattress toppers, for example. MyPillow pillows. Mattresses themselves. You want the mattress pillow is so great because it's designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature through the night. Nothing that is worse than waking up feeling really, like, drenched in your own sweat. Happens a lot if you don't have air conditioning, especially this time of the year, but not with a MyPillow mattress topper at all. Remember, it's a removable color, removable cover made here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable like all their products are. 60-day guarantee. If you don't like it after 2 months, send it back, get your money back. The mattress topper, one of many great things you can take advantage of to get a better night's rest for you, everybody in your family. Go to MyPillow.com. Order whatever you need, 30 to 35% at the lower end, up to 60 or 65% off at the upper end. See what it is that you require, what you need, and see what the discount is using the DJV code. All right? MyPillow.com for all of your sleeping needs. Use the promo code DJV for fabulous bargains.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Steve Miller, who runs the Northeast Hop Alliance. He's the executive director. He was the first hop specialist from Cornell University at the Cornell Cooperative Extension Service. So he's familiar with the expansion, the explosion. Is that the right word? Is it expansion, Steve, or the explosion in interest? These local brewers are all looking for people to grow their grain, right?
Well, it's certainly has changed a lot in the last 10, 15 years. We had a large industry growing hops in the 19th century, and then it all disappeared after Prohibition.
So like the hemp industry in a bit, Steve, don't you think? The same sort of thing befell after World War II. It was made illegal for no good reason, but it was made illegal. And the same with the, it wasn't illegal to grow hops, but it just wasn't practical, I guess, right?
It certainly wasn't practical in the 30s. And then what happened was all the breweries got bigger and bigger and fewer of them.
Yeah.
And so what happened is that the hop growers had to become very large farms and sell through brokers, and the difference now is that we've got so many small brewers that we can have smaller growers selling to them on a local scale. So that's really what's made this possible is the difference in how the brewing industry is structured.
I would like you to tell us how these things are grown. In other words, I want to have you take us through the difficulties, or is it fairly simple to get into this space as we continue here? Steve Miller, Doug Steffen together. Steve's not the band leader, although maybe I can get him to sing here in a few minutes. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Getting into certainly mid-growing season here on the American Family Farmer and on the American Family Farm scene. We're talking to Steve Miller right now from the Northeast Hop Alliance in New York. Their hop growers are called Hop Growers of New York. And so back to the how-tos here. I'd like to spend, because I've thought about this, I've been in and out. I'm going to grow hemp, but as luck would have it, at least here in Massachusetts, where we were the 49th most progressive state in terms of usage of hemp products and, you know, that sort of thing. And then the great industrialists of the great drug companies and their lobbyists to get the governor, and they completely changed the rules for hemp, so that now Massachusetts, instead of being the second most progressive state in the country in terms of hop usage and product availability, et cetera, has become the 49th, almost overnight, literally. So now people, okay, well, we're not going to be able to grow hemp for a while, so let's grow some hops. And I don't know really what it entails, Steve. Are you actually farming this yourself, or have you done it?
Well, good morning, Doug. And I have a few plants, and no, I don't have. I had a blueberry farm at one time, but right now I'm not growing any hops other than backyard type thing. Mm-hmm. They are difficult to grow in there, even though they're very closely related to hemp. Mm-hmm. The way you grow them is totally different. Hops are a perennial, and so that we put them in and are grown similar to what you would do grapes or apples, in that they're propagated as name varieties that are grown in one spot for 10, 15, 20 years, and we do grow them on a trellis. Hops will grow 20 feet tall, and they really need to be on an 18-foot trellis in order to get the most out of them.
And so it's interesting that a lot of people think hops and grain are related in the sense that you've got to, in order to make beer. I'm not a beer drinker, and I'm certainly no expert, although I have fed brewer's grain to my cows, and they like it. So the hops thing sounds completely different. I've never heard this explanation before. That's one of the reasons I'm thankful you're here, teaching people and telling them how to grow this stuff, because I think a lot of people are still under the misapprehension that grain, that hops are grain, or you can grow them like grain.
No, yeah, they're actually a flower, and they're, and you know, we have to strip all the flowers off the plant come harvest, which is in the East Coast here, anywhere from the middle of August to the late September. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, these are just flowers. The hops have both male and female plants separately, and what we have in an acre is about 1,000 female plants. And all of, you know, one variety, and then you can have many other acres with other varieties, but we don't mix them up, and they're not pollinated because we don't have any male plants, so we don't get seed, therefore no grain. And people do mix that up. You know, the majority of the grain that's used in beer is malted barley, which is a totally different animal than what we're doing with hops, which is primarily for flavor and preservation of the beer.
Mm-hmm. So how do you get different varieties? Well, that's a long question. I'm going to pause here for a moment. We come back. I want to talk about the varieties, because I would like to get down into the weeds, if you'll pardon the pun a little bit, because people on this program are more interested in detail to a certain extent. And I think most people that are on farms don't have a clue. I've been on the farm all my life. I don't know anything. You're teaching me a lot of stuff I didn't know, and I'm hoping the audience is going to go for it big time. Steve Miller, the executive director of the Northeast Hop Alliance here on the American Family.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930.
800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Personified in my mind, the existence of living on the farm is something that can't be replicated, and maybe it's because my memories are so precious from when I was a youngster growing up on the farm around cows all my life, and it seems to have held me together in many ways, substantive ways, over the years, and it sort of taught me that in terms of the modern jargon, life doesn't have any remotes. You get up and you change your life yourself. My farm challenged in many ways over the past decades, and I've just decided that it was more important for me to save the land and save the farm than it was for me to build or to get out of my financial situation the easy way. So I've taken the long road, and that's one of the reasons I was interested in talking to Steve Miller, who's here, the executive director of the Northeast Hop Alliance, talking about hops and what some of my brethren have thought. We were thinking about, we'll grow some grain, we'll service the local beer industry. I have, if you've gone to my website, steveeastleyfarm.com, I have an ice cream bus. And we have one on the farm. Ice cream is a big thing on our farm. And I bought her a bus, and now it goes around like some people, like the ice cream trucks of old, except we don't have packaged ice cream. We have real ice cream that we scoop and serve. And so we've been invited to a lot of places, including a new brewery in town that has a beer garden. And so they have beer inside the garden, and they have ice cream outside. And the garden. And it's kind of an interesting combination because families can come and the kids can have ice cream and their parents can have beer. And the guy loves it. It's a different way of looking at it. But I was talking to this guy about how to brew the beer and where he gets his grain and that kind of stuff. It pretty much is all brought in bags, like we used to bring in bags for grain to feed the cows. And so this, and I really have been out to lunch when it comes to this, because I thought, again, hops and grain were the same thing. So we were talking about the model, a whole different visualization. Hops are grown like grapes. And how many different varieties? What's the difficulty in having one over another? Can you explain that?
Well, there certainly are hundreds of varieties, and hops are grown all over the world, not just in the U.S. And varieties are chosen by what the brewing industry is interested in. In the past, it's primarily been hops were used as a bittering, for their bittering content, and that would flavor the beer. Well, with the craft beer industry, people are looking for lots of other flavors. So you're looking for citrus or floral or melon or many, many different flavors, because people are making all different types of beer. And you can get some of those flavors by adding actual fruits and other things to the beer. You might have had pumpkin beer in the fall, for example.
Blueberry beer, that kind of stuff.
And actually, you can make you can add hops to ice cream too. Where there are some ice cream makers that are using different types of hops, as well as even hard cider. So hops have hundreds and hundreds of different oils in them that provide many, many different flavors. And every variety has a different combination of oils. And then it's up to the brewer to understand how to draw those oils out into the beer and get the flavors that you're looking for. So you had asked me about where the varieties come from, and they certainly do come from genetic crosses and chance seedlings. So in order to get a new variety, we have to go through that same process you would in developing a new apple tree or grapes, where the flowers are pollinated, and then you get seeds that are going to have something different to offer. Might be disease resistance, it might be the flavors, productivity. Those are all things we're looking for new varieties. And what we're doing with the Northeast Hop Alliance, especially in New York, we have a project that was funded by the New York Farm Viability Institute, and we're collecting wild hops, feral hops that are all over the state, and then growers are evaluating them to see what they have to offer that's different. And this would be kind of like if you've been out on a farm, you know, in hedgerows, you're going to see wild apples all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, apples were not native to the U.S., but we certainly have them everywhere now. And those chance seedlings from cross-pollination with one apple tree to another produces all these different genetic mixes of what you're going to get in those seeds. Same is exactly true with hops. So to get a new variety, we have to go through the seed process.
So let me ask you this. I've been talking about cross-pollination and stuff. You may have heard me in the first part of the program before you came on talk about this woman who's got a problem with she's growing certain type of I think the beans for the most part, and the stuff that she's using keep weeds and stuff is it's the usual commercial chemical stuff, and then the guy across the street or across the tracks that doesn't want that stuff there, and yet the wind is blowing back and forth, and I wonder how much of a problem that may be for hops when you have, are they grown close enough, or is that a non-issue because they aren't grown that much or that close, so that you worry about the inculcation of other influences to ruin the originality or the uniqueness of whatever that hop is that you're growing?
Well, certainly hops can be affected by herbicides that might drift from another farm. And you know, the hops start from the ground as a perennial. We cut them down every year, so they start from the ground and get to be 18 feet tall by, let's say, early July.
Mm-hmm.
Being that tall, that means that they could be subjected to drift from somebody else that's spraying. And so you want to have a good relationship with your neighbor farmers in that case to make sure that they understand what you're growing might be affected by an herbicide that they're using. This is where site selection is so important in deciding where you're going to grow those hops, because
right.
they can't be grown on just any soil on any site. There's very specific things that'll make that piece of land the best place to grow them.
Mm-hmm. And New York, as an example, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, the Delmarva, some of the great farmland along the Connecticut River Valley, I would think those would be pretty good areas. Am I right, or is that the kind of soil you're looking for?
You're looking for a well-drained site and access to water for irrigation. So anything that has good drainage and where you can have water to irrigate the hops, we do that through trickle irrigation the same way you would apples or grapes. And it conserves the amount of water that you use, and you're really not getting the plants wet. You're only wetting the ground. I mentioned site selection a little bit. In that whole area of the country that you were just talking about, we do grow a lot of alfalfa. And one of the major pests on it from alfalfa is our potato leafhoppers, and they move
yes.
up from the south.
Yeah.
Well, when you cut your hay, you were talking about cutting your hay earlier. When you do that, the potato leafhoppers leave the hay field and they start looking for something else to eat. And they love hops. And this has turned out to be a major issue.
How do they find them? Isn't that always fascinated me? How does the potato bug find potatoes in a field where there haven't been potatoes grown for 100 years? Just wondered about where do these things come? How do they find their prey, in a manner of speaking? I may sound silly asking the question, but I've never really understood how they can just show up in a cornfield where there are the corn borer shows up and there hasn't been corn in that field for 15 years.
Yeah, but in the case of corn, they do, the adults fly, and of course they can hone in on that from somebody else's corn lot that might be miles away. And in the case of potato leafhoppers, they're actually coming up on the winds from the south, and
really?
We don't have them in May, but by July we have them, and we see them in the hop fields, of course, all the time now.
Wow. That's I should have known, but I've never asked the question, actually. I've wondered to myself, and I've never asked the question, and I find the best way for me to learn, everybody learns differently, is to ask the question of somebody who knows, and that's certainly where you come in. Very handy, very educational. Steve, hold on a second, please. A few more minutes with Steve Miller from the Hop Alliance. Right now, it's time for us to get to know how to lose weight and keep it off. Now, for farmers, people working in the ag industry, oftentimes in the summertime, we're working hard and we don't really need to be on a program. But I have noticed a lot of farmers at a couple of auctions lately that are looking pretty heavy. I don't know whether it's they're eating more because they're worried about their fate. That happens a lot. If you're eating too much and you're putting on the pounds and you want to get rid of it and keep it off, that's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is the best weight loss formula for those who don't want stimulants, don't want to use drugs. In other words, you want the all-natural approach, and Calitrin is the place to go. You can go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/Calitrin, and see all of the various reviews. There are video stories of people who have been down this road. You can learn from watching these people motivating you to lose weight. You'll sleep better, all of that stuff. You'll feel better. You know, weight is a horrible thing, carrying extra weight around. I see something in here. There's a lady that says, I started Calitrin to get a jump start on my health goals, lost 30 pounds, which has motivated me to keep on going. And that's what it is. You get on the program and you stay with it. That's how you lose the weight and keep it off. It's all natural. That's why it's on this program, because I only talk about natural products that will work without the benefit, I put that in quotation marks, of extreme elements that get put into. I mean, some of the stuff that you get exposed to, you see, if you look at the ingredients of some of these weight loss programs, woof, you wouldn't want to put that in your body. Results? Yeah, but how long do they last? You want this to last and your body to be better off when you're all done with it. And that's what happens with Calotren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Find it at toploss.com. Special deal for DJV listeners. Use the DJV code and get the sizzling summer deal. $20 off a 90-day supply plus free shipping. Use that DJV code. Get the weight off. Make a decision. You want to take the weight off and you want to keep it off. When you make that decision, go to toploss.com and buy a, let's say, 4 or 5 month supply. Toploss.com. Get the special deal. Click the box for DJV.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha! I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
On the American Family Farmer Show, a focus now on milk and whole milk. One of the things that is, as a dairy guy, some of you around cows, dairy cows all my life, understanding, getting people to understand, I had this conversation with somebody on my farm actually just the other day, the differences in the let's say, fat-free milk and 1%, 2%, 4% and all that stuff. I have a person in my family who's always drinking skim milk. She thought it was healthier. That's gross. It isn't. it's water. It's why waste your money? You know, if you want to drink water, drink water. You're not getting a benefit out of skim milk. Nothing. Zero. And so if you're somebody who's always buying 1% milk and you think it's good, it's not. You're wasting your time. Unless you're drinking whole milk, the whole milk, whole enchilada, there's no point in drinking milk. Cow's milk. Let's say your pediatrician says we have to drink whole milk because he says this is where you get nutritional value and that's what you're trying to give to your child as he or she is growing up, whole milk. Don't give the child benefits not from drinking, and any pediatrician worth his or her salt will tell you that. 1% milk is nothing to it. So as we think about, I mean, I'm a raw milk guy. I grew up on raw milk. I like raw milk. I think that's the way that it ought to be consumed, but it isn't. So the closest thing to it is really from a good dairy that isn't over-processed, whole milk. All the fat in the school lunch program, for example, doesn't have the right milk in it. So I would say make sure you're asking for whole milk, using whole milk, especially if you're feeding it to your children. All right? That's the message from the American Family Farmer. Few more minutes with Steve Miller from the Northeast Hop Alliance. The biggest challenge is getting information out, finding people to grow the hops. What's the biggest, as things change for the craft brewing industry, what are the challenges in terms of, I know you're here to tell us your story, but, it's difficult. So I would think that sort of holds back on the people that want to do this, Steve.
Well, we have to remember that there's a hop industry already in the Pacific Northwest, and there's a hop industry in England and Germany and the Czech Republic. So brewers can buy hops from pretty much anywhere. And what we're trying to do is to let people know that there are differences in where those hops are grown, just like with grapes. And because of that, we're encouraging people to, consumers, to let their brewers know that they're after local products, you know, beer that has
local
grains that come that are grown in Massachusetts or New York or wherever you are.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's the whole impact of the locavore movement, which we should be thankful for, because there's an educated group of consumers there that know what they want And they also know where, they know where their food comes from. They know what the nutritional value is. I mean, beer, frankly, has nutritional value if you're drinking the right stuff. So, your website is northeasthopalliance.org. Northeasthopalliance, all one word, .org. Our thanks to Steve Miller from the Northeast Hop Alliance for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The conversation here. I want to talk a little bit about the weather and what it's a lot of people talking about it as it applies to growing food, corn, beans, that sort of stuff. But I want to take a focus on livestock and one of the other things that goes along with the worries of the weather. A reminder of our podcast, American Family Farm. Say it again, Doug. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is the place to find our podcasts. Lots of reviews of agricultural news, census figures. The current one, the American Family Farmer podcast, focusing on dairy income and how it's creeping up a little bit. But mostly that's not because of the family farms doing better in dairying. It's because of the mega dairies. And, you know, who needs them? The stuff that they produce is, yuck, as you've heard me say many times. Then the focus, I talk a little about the family dairy farmers switching from cows to chickens. Interesting overview of that. If you want to see how it's working, listen to the current podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. We have Jacob Penichek of Let Us Grow on a mission to redesign the food system by empowering everybody to grow 20% of their own food at home. They have a product. I'm actually going to get it and use it on my farm, and I'm going to tell people about it because I think it's a great idea. How to grow farm products without any land. It really is. And then you avoid processing and toxic chemicals and all of that. This is really, I found this to be a fascinating conversation. Go to lettucegrow.com and see that. A lot of people developing new relationships with the food they eat, where it comes from, how to preserve the environment. All these discussions are part of creating a better food system. And as usual, it's a thread of our conversations. So find out more about specifics and general things that affect the American Family Farmer in our podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you get the info. And I want to talk about the one thing that people are overlooking when it comes to livestock after this.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
So the producing farms that have livestock having a problem with the weather, like all of us that are, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a livestock farmer or whether you're growing produce. The constant rain has damaged a lot of pastures, and it's made it difficult for us to have a good, so it's good to have a nice pasture like I do. I have 83 acres of land for my cows to wander around on, but a lot of it is still muddy, although it's drying out now. But and it's also affected the hay. We had really a difficult time getting started with our haying this year, but that's not the worst of it. With this rain, there's a new tick concern that can dramatically affect the lifestyle of cattle and also other animals that are raised for food. These new tick species that are heading into all the regions of our country, bringing new diseases, and the Lyme disease, which we know about, didn't really affect the cattle, but now it is. There's a new kind of tick called the black-legged tick that has viral diseases all over. I mean, you look at these gross little things, and you wonder where they're coming from. They're coming from Texas. A lot of these, and the fellow was just on with us talking about how the wind blows things around. You wouldn't think that it blows these ticks around, but it does. They're invading everywhere. There are now a whole new species in Ohio, the Ohio River Valley, and they're spreading around, very aggressive. And they are, if their habitat may be on the back of a cow, I mean, the habitat's the grass, and they get on the cow. But there are bacterial and viral diseases, and I don't know, I spray for this kind of stuff, using some all natural chemicals, put them on the wraps, but it's tough stuff. Look out, your cows are not acting right. Think tick. 59 past the hour in the American Family Farmer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.